Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
My doctor started with all the regular questions. Are you eating your fruits and vegetables? That kind of thing. She listened to my heart and tapped my knee with the little triangle on a stick. I checked out fine. Then she looked at her chart and told me I was overweight. She tried to say it nicely, but it didn't come out that way. I looked at her like she was crazy, and then I laughed because I knew it wasn't true. My friends have always told me I'm too skinny. My family said I needed to gain weight. So what was this doctor talking about? When I told my friends about it, several said the same thing happened to them. That's when I got curious about how doctors determine who's fat and who's not. So I did a little research. The standard height-to-weight ratio is called the BMI, short for body mass index. The problem is, the BMI is only based on one type of body, from Belgium. In the 19th century, a Belgian mathematician named Adolphe Kittlet came up with the formula based off of height and weight. Then, 150 years later, it became the preferred method of measuring if a person was too thick or thin. The BMI is cheap, fast, and simple. But it's got a lot of problems. For instance, the BMI categories don't account for muscle weighing more than fat, or for ethnic differences. A spokesperson for the National Institute of Health said the most common complaint is people being misclassified as overweight. In my high school health class, we learned another way to measure our health. We counted the amount of carbs, fats, proteins, and sugars we ate each day. Watching my diet and being a tad more active gave me a burst of energy and left me feeling refreshed. And I think that's more helpful than some old calculator that labels people obese. With the Perspective, I'm Bria Bryant.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.